Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you are live with him on PSM with Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank God for each of you that's chiming in today and being a part of our dynamic show. We are live in the studio today, and we praise God for each of you. I thank God that you are here with us today, listening in. Praise the Lamb of God, getting ready for God to move again as he normally does. Hallelujah, in a mighty way on this show. People of God, the Lord is doing so much in this season. Praise the Lamb of God, until I just don't have hands that's big enough and arms long enough to participate. I have a conference call, praise the Lamb of God, with our presiding bishop that I'm going to be on doing this show. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm going to play some music for like the next 15 minutes, people of God. Listen to me good. The show is live. I am here in the studio, but I might have to play some music. I have a conference call that's starting right now with my presiding bishop. I'll be on there for about 15 minutes, and I'll be back and forth when I can go on mute on that call to talk to you guys. Just bear with me. We're going to do the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, I just want you to know that I'm on a conference call with Bishop Paul S. Morton. Praise the Lamb of God, my presiding bishop, whom I love and honor. And we have to have that type of protocol in place that we have people, praise the Lamb of God, that we submit our ministries unto. So I want you to listen to Von Murphy right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, this is Angelique again singing Consume Us, Lord. I'll be right back. Well, God bless you. Thank you
for
your understanding today. I'm on a call with Bishop. I love you. I thank God for each of you being here. The call that I'm on is important to the future of the Full Gospel Baptist Church. Some of you probably can hear some of them talking on the other phone, praise the Lamb of God, that I have that on mute now because they're just doing roll call and I already answered to my name. But we are doing the show. It's just be a few minutes more. Hopefully that I'll be on that call, and then we'll be right back to do the show here. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, God is doing an amazing thing for us and with us. Praise God as we are expanding our show. We're expanding the page there. Praise the Lamb of God in the Facebook. God is doing just an awesome thing. People are growing. People are developing. People are being strengthened and encouraged during this show, and I just need you, praise the Lamb of God, to continue to be supportive in the way that you've been. You have been a great people, praise the Lamb of God, and I thank God for each of you, praise the Lamb of God. Listen, I'm going to play another song, praise the Lamb of God. Enjoy it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy it. Know that the prophet is on live with you. Praise the, I can hear every song you hear. I'm going to hear it also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You are not alone. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's listen to Israel now singing It's Raining.
Yeah.
God bless you, people of God. Boy, that was beautiful, wasn't it? Praise the Lamb of God is reigning by Israel. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. God is showering his power and his love down on us. Praise the Lamb of God in this, as he is continuing, praise the Lamb of God, to give us the promises and bringing us into the promised place that he has for us. Again, people of God, hear the prophet. I'm live with you. This is not a recording. I am just on a conference call with Bishop Paul S. Morton, and he is revealing some powerful empowerment information to us and what have you. And I need to be on this call. Praise the Lamb of God. And but at the same time, I'm here with you guys. Praise the Lamb of God. And as soon as that call ends, we will do our show as normal. So stick with us. Praise the Lamb of God. I love all of you guys today. Praise the Lamb. Don't forget, Tuesday, I am in, praise the Lamb of God, Flint, Michigan, at the New Jerusalem Church there on Copperna Avenue. And I would love for you to meet me there. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise and worship is going to start at 5 o'clock. We're going to be out of service by 7. Praise 7:30. Praise the Lamb. He's starting it early because it's a prophetic service. And he knows, praise the Lamb of God, when we start flowing, that's going to take some time. You will have time to get there. If you get off work at 5:30, 6 o'clock, you can still make it there, praise the Lamb of God, to the New Jerusalem Church there on Copperna Avenue, where Bishop Otis Floyd is the pastor, praise the Lamb, and founder, praise the Lord, but now is being pastored by Dr. Sanders. So let us come out and enjoy that service on this Tuesday coming. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm live with you. This is my voice. This is me. Praise the Lamb of God, the prophet. Praise the Lord. Then don't forget the week of the 21st, we are there in beautiful, praise the Lamb of God, beautiful, praise the Lamb of God, Dallas, Texas, at the prayer center, praise the Lamb, with Pastor and Sister Epps. Oh, my goodness, Pastor and Co-Pastor Epps, we're going to be there. Helen Epps, that's her first name, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to be there with Robert and Helen for 3 days, along with Pastor Prophetess Gracie McCoy from New Mount Moriah Church, where Bishop Murphy is the pastor, and we're going to be in a prophetic prayer conference, praise the Lamb of God, day and night sessions, praise the Lamb of God, and you are invited to be there, praise the Lord. I love you, people of God. You are the greatest people that anybody could encounter. Your faithfulness, being here every day with us, you just ignites my soul. Praise the Lamb of God to be here with you. I got to go back on the call for a few minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play some more music. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah for you. I'm going to play you something nice again, and then I will be back. Okay? Here is our good friend and brother. Praise the Lamb of God. William McDowell singing My Desire.
Lord, we've come with a heart's wide let me exhort to you a little bit right here. In the 10th chapter of John, Jesus said something that astounds me. He said, if I don't do the works, don't believe a thing I say. Now, see, to the Pharisees, they were looking for a sign, and he called them a faithless and perverse generation. But to the people that surrounded him and followed him, he said to them, if I don't do the works, don't believe a thing I say. Where is the church that can step up and say, if you don't see demonstrated, don't believe a thing I say? I've got an expectation.
Yes, God.
To see the supernatural.
Yes, God.
Release in the presence of the Lord. But I decided to step up to the plate and declare, because nothing happens until something is spoken. But we can stand on the promise.
Stand on the promise.
We can stand on the promise.
Stand on the promise.
And release. And release. And release. And release. Oh, yeah.
Say we release the supernatural.
you all. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're listening via the internet, you can chime in, praise the Lamb of God, and call in and be a part of our live studio at area code 646-564-9818. That's area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lord. 917, I see you. Area code 917, I see you there. Give me a few minutes, people of God, as my presiding bishop, praise the Lamb of God, Paul S. Martin, is giving us some download instructions concerning our international conference. If you don't know, now you do. I am the general overseer of intercessory prayer international for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. Praise the Lamb of God. Under Bishop Martin, I work directly alongside of Bishop William H. Murphy Jr. In that ministry. And it's very vital and important to us. So I have to be on this call. My co-host, praise the Lamb of God, is at home sleep. And so this is where I'm at. But know that I love you. I'm with you. Praise the Lamb of God. And as soon as this call comes to a close, which it should be in a few minutes, we will be back on point and on schedule. I know you're enjoying the music selections today. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just want you to know that Prophet Michael Shakespeare loves you so much, and I thank you for hanging in here with me. Praise the Lamb of God. You are a great people. You are a great people, and I love and adore every one of you, every one of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love and adore, and I thank you for your presence. Now, don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, we are gearing up for Chicago, people of God. Save the date, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. In Chicago, Illinois, we will be there. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, we will. We're going to be there. We're solidifying and getting some final things together for our conference, Praise the Lamb, to sign these contracts and make sure that we have the place, the venue of our selection, Praise the Lamb of God. And then we will go on, hallelujah, Praise the Lamb, to publish that information to you. Don't forget about our savings, $1 every week of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the fifth week. You should have saved $5 this week. Praise the Lamb. Last week, you should have saved $4. Week before that, you should have saved $3. So you should have somewhere around $15 saved. Praise the Lamb of God. And then when you do this for the rest of the year that way, every week, save the amount of the money that the week is, you are going to end up with like $1,300 in your hand, praise the Lamb of God, which will cover your registration, your flight, your food, everything, with pocket change left, shopping money, praise the Lamb of God. I'm just giving you a way to do, praise the Lamb, and be at our conference, hallelujah, without strain and without stress. Just save pennies a week, and you will see, praise the Lamb of God, that you are able to come to the conference. I love you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Going to another song here, my brother William McDowell, I Give Myself Away.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Oh,
by you.
So you can use me. I give myself away.
Oh,
Hang with me, people of God. I'm with you. Don't think I'm gone. Prophet is here. Prophet is here. This should be our last one. This should be the last song, and then we'll be back.
Over mistakes I made, looking back on things I cannot change. I survey my world in counsel calls, lessons learned in love once lost. My joy seems overshadowed by my pain. Still I can see my hopes and dreams, they lead me to my destiny.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Shakespeare, and I am in the studio. I am blessed to be back with you guys once again, another day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, those of you who have waited on me a little bit here. Praise the Lord. Back into the seat. Praise the Lamb of God that I'm sitting in so that we can minister to you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask my daughter. My granddaughter, Shatwan, if you're here, push one on your dial, please. Shatwan, if you're here, Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your keypad. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to pray for us today. Hallelujah. How you doing, daughter? You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Granddaddy.
Praise the Lamb of God. Can you lead us in prayer today?
I surely can.
Oh, my goodness. Our daughter's going to lead us in prayer, and then we're going to go right into, praise the Lamb of God, our session here, people of God. I'm sorry, but sometimes I have to be faithful, just like you are faithful to me. Praise the Lamb of God. I have to be faithful, leader. And they demanded that I be on that call. And so at the same time, my heart was with you. I wanted to be on the show. Praise the Lamb of God, because we have missed so many. And I didn't want to miss a number, praise the Lamb of God. So let's get ready to rumble, all right? Praise the Lamb of God. I love each of you today, and I think you all know that already. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to just say to those of you that need prayer today, listen, we love you, and we thank God for each of you. And I just want you to know that God is able to do anything but fail you. God is able, people of God, to do it. Whatever it is, lift it up to him. Do not give up on God, and God will not give up on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our daughter is coming to us at this time. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, baby.
Amen. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just come to thank you and praise you for another day, God. God, we thank you for another day that you have given us life and breath in our body, God. And God, that you have given us the mind
yes.
to worship
yes.
and praise you on this day, God. Father God, we just thank you and praise you, God, for each listener, God, that's listening, God. God, we know that your word will go forth, God, that it will fall on good ground, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for prophet on this day, God. God, we thank you for the word that you have given him today for your people today, God. God, we just want to thank you and praise you, and we allow the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us today, God. Father God, we just want to give you glory and honor, God. And God, we thank you, God, for your healing virtue, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the visions that you have given the prophet, God. God, even on his rest, God, you have given him visions and dreams, and we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that he'll be able to share them, God, and God, that your people will take it and run with it in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just thank you today, God. God, we thank you for those that are listening that are on their sick bed today, God, and we send the word out, God. We send your healing word out, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that it will go forth, because you have already said we was healed, God, in the name of Jesus. And we call it forth, God. We call forth change in our lives today, God. God, move in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, those old things, God, let them pass away, God, that we become new creatures in you, God. And, God, we begin to walk in the will that you have called us to walk into, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the gifts that you have inside of us, God. And, oh, God, wake up every gift, God. Let your rivers flow, God, that we may birth forth, God, every good and perfect gift, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we may build your kingdom up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you will call somebody to come our way, God. Oh, God, that we may tell them about you, God, and tell them about a Savior, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, thank you, God, that we're ministering to, God, and God, that we are willing vessels, God, and we're obedient to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for ordering our steps today, God, and oh, God, we'll be so careful, God. God, we'll be careful to reverence you, God. Oh, God, we'll be careful, God, not to mess up your name, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you and we praise you, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. God, we're free and we're open, God, to whatever you have for us today, God. Oh, God, fill our bellies today, God, in the name of Jesus. And unstop the deaf ears, God, that we may hear you today, God. And open our eyes, God, that we may see what you're showing us today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, daughter. Oh, my goodness, for leading us today in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome God we serve. Thank God we have that can lead prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I am so excited about God today. Thank you, Shaquan, Pastor. Thank
Welcome,
you.
Welcome, Granddaddy.
The Lord. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Now, let me say this. Praise the Lamb of God. I was thinking today, I said, Lord, you know, praise the Lamb of God, we need something to really give us that extra so that, you know, it can stay on our minds, praise the Lamb of God, wherever we are, wherever we be, that we are who we are, praise the Lamb of God. And I just want to drop this in your spirit if you are living the prophetic life, praise the Lamb of God. If you are living the prophetic life, praise the Lamb of God, which simply means that you sense God, hallelujah. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, praise the Lamb of God, you have spiritual antennas that's always up, praise the Lamb of God, to tap in to where God is, praise the Lamb of God, to what God is doing. Your discernment is on, praise the Lamb of God. You're living the prophetic life, praise the Lamb of God. You recognize that you are a prophetical person, praise the Lamb of God. And in that, praise the Lamb of God, you're willing to obey God in anything he tells you to do. Hallelujah. See, it's one thing to be prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, in sensing, in hearing. It's another thing to be prophetic in obeying, praise the Lamb of God. It's just as being a hearer of the word and a doer of the word, praise the Lamb of God. You just don't want to be a hearer of the word, you want to be a doer of the word, praise the Lamb of God. Amen, because faith without works is dead, so you have to have some doability, praise the Lamb, so to speak. I think I made up a word, some doability, some things that you do, some things that you perform, praise the Lamb of God, in action as it relates to God speaking to you. Many of you are wrestling, praise the Lamb of God, with this area, praise the Lord, of boldness, with this area of being free to do, praise the Lamb of God, what God will have you to do in this season. And I want you to focus on, praise the Lamb of God, yourselves, and this is a part of your dynamic change, praise the Lamb of God, that must take place in the prophetic person. The prophetic person must be able, praise the Lamb of God, to rise above fear of people, praise the Lamb of God, fear of men, fear, praise the Lamb of God, to speak, fear to move, fear to action, because the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, life, hallelujah, living the prophetic life may cause you to even be a demonstrator, something that God will have you to do. He may tell you to go down to Times Square, praise the Lamb of God, and walk around a statue 10 times. He may tell you, praise the Lamb of God, to do anything, praise the Lamb, that's out of the norm, that people might look at you odd, praise the Lord. That's why, people of God, you have to be certain that you're hearing God, praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of people who like to go off of premonitions and little feelings that they have, and then there's those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who know that our ear is open, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, and you want to make sure your ear is open. In this season of promise, in this season of change, it's very important, praise the Lamb of God. It's very important that you keep your ear, praise the Lamb, wide open, that you keep yourself in a place, praise the Lamb, that you respond to God, because those are the ones that God is going to use in this season to perform, praise the Lamb of God, the signs, the wonders, and the miracles that he has promised, praise the Lord. If God cannot get you, praise the Lamb of God, in a place, hallelujah, of single-minded obedience, you might want to jot that down, single-minded obedience, praise the Lamb of God, then you may not be one of us, praise the Lamb of God, that God is dealing with in this season in the fullness of the power. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. If you come to a place that you find yourself struggling with this, then maybe you need to go on a fast. Praise the Lamb of God, so you can break all of those fleshly ties. See, some of us have some soulish ties with people. Praise the Lamb of God. Allah, yes, right. Soul ties with people that have, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, their spirits wrapped around ours to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that we can't operate without them. We can't move without them, praise the Lamb of God. And if you're one of those people, then you need to go in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and get you some fast time. Y'all was waiting on me. I'm here. Ding, dong, ding. The prophet is here. Praise the Lamb of God. Get you some fast time. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, and get you some prayer time that you can really focus on those fleshly soul ties and repent of them, praise the Lamb of God. That's number one. Hallelujah. Repent of them. And then you must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of asking God to renew your spirit, the right spirit in you, as David did, praise the Lamb of God, yes, Lord, and then restore unto you, praise the Lamb of God, the joy of his salvation. Now, the restoring the joy of God's salvation is more than, praise the Lamb of God, what you're reading there, praise the Lamb of God. It incorporates a huge portion, praise the Lamb of God, of the revelatory the revelatory elements of God that operate in his children. Praise the Lamb of God. The revelatory operations. When we are in a place, praise the Lamb of God, that we're struggling, praise the Lamb of God, to hear God, it just may be because, praise the Lamb of God, of these ties that we have. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. A prophetic person's flow in God and an ear in God and spirit in God should be so open that you are not struggling to hear. Praise the Lamb of God. Something is wrong when you're struggling to hear. This is one of the things that causes us to struggle in the prophetic life. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to live the prophetic life. I really do. I really want you to have, praise the Lamb of God, this anointing and this presence, but you're going to have to work, praise the Lamb, to climb the ladder to make sure that you're there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And many times, people of God, we have made commitments of loyalties and things of this nature that's greater than our covenant loyalty with God, and we need to revisit them in this season. Praise the Lamb. Because God is about to drop something on you and give you something according to his promises. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That he's going to have to give you dictation on what he wants you to do with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me he was going to give me a lump sum of money. He said, I'm going to give you a lump sum of money. And then after I got all excited and everything, and the next day he came back and said, I'm going to give you the money, even as I promised. But there's something I want you to do with it. Praise the Lamb of God. See, we go down these lists, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, and we have not yet incorporated God about, praise the Lamb of God, you see what I'm saying, praise the Lamb of God. So we have to come to a place, people of God, hallelujah, if we're going to be the promise keepers, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on our side of the covenant, because God is the keeper of the covenant, but there's a portion that we play, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to our relationship with God, what God would have us to do, how God would have us to do it, then we must wrestle with ourselves to free ourselves so that we can be free in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us, when we hear the word soul ties, the first thing we think of is a sexual relationship. It doesn't have to be sexual, praise the Lamb of God. All there has to be is deep intimacy, praise the Lamb of God. A deep love, a deep admiration, praise the Lamb of God, with a person, hallelujah. Yeah, that's all it needs, praise the Lamb of God, in order for that to come together, praise the Lamb. Okay, I can prove this in Scripture with David, praise the Lamb of God, that him and Jonathan, praise the Lamb of God, the Bible said their souls were knitted together. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Excuse me. Their souls were knitted together. And the Bible says that their souls were knitted together because of the fact that they had a love for one another that was greater than a man had for a woman. Praise the Lamb of God. So that deep intimacy is the opening of your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. So you want to make sure that you visit these things. Hallelujah. See, prophet getting you ready. I'm getting you ready, ready, ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm getting you ready to receive what God has for you. Praise the Lord. Because I want you to have it. And it's going to take, praise the Lamb of God, you changing, praise the Lord, so that you can get into a place that is unfamiliar with you, that's different with you, praise the Lord, and that you're walking different, you're thinking different, you're talking different, you're doing things different. You know, we always talk about insanity and what insanity is, praise the Lord. You know my philosophy. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. Praise the Lord. If you want different results, then you need to do something different. Praise the Lamb. So this is the season. These first 3 months of the year, praise the Lamb of God, we need to be definitely unifying ourselves with God like never before, bringing ourselves into that place with God that we know without a shadow of a doubt, praise the Lamb, that God, praise the Lamb of God, is dealing with us. Hallelujah. That's where we need to be. Praise the Lord. And without deception of the self. Because again, as we discussed yesterday, the heart, hallelujah, is more deceptive than any other thing. Praise the Lamb of God. And you don't want to deceive yourself that you're hearing God and you're not. Hallelujah. Make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you are in that place. Make sure that you enter into that realm that you're hearing God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And his voice alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's enough right there to raise an offering on. Hallelujah. When it relates to a deposit. Praise the Lord. That's enough right there alone. Hallelujah. To raise an offering on. Now, in our a prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, living, if we're going to live the prophetic life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and our senses about God is going to be placed in proper perspective, praise the Lord, then we're going to have to do what my old pastor used to share with me all the time to do, and that was guard my anointing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, guard my anointing, to make sure that the anointing on my life, hallelujah, is guarded, to make sure that the relationship that I have with God is guarded, praise the Lord. Now, a lot of women, I know you know, and men do too, praise the Lamb of God, and I know I'm talking to the majority of women, I'm not crazy, I know that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that our relationships that we enter into, praise the Lamb of God, we covet them so sometimes until, you know, we don't want nobody talking to our, you know, our man, we don't want nobody talking to our woman, we don't want nobody doing this, praise the Lamb of God, blah, blah, blah. I know somebody holler, I'm not like that, talk to whoever they want to, praise the Lamb of God. Jealousy is a natural, praise the Lamb of God, it's not even natural, it's a super element that you really get from God. God is a jealous God. When he created us, he put that in us. Praise the Lamb of God. The capacity to be jealous is not a devil thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. although you can take anything and make it devilish. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we have to come to a place of understanding, hallelujah, that our relationship with the Father as it relates to being prophetic needs to be covered, praise the Lamb of God, and protected as great as you would protect your relationship that you would have, praise the Lamb of God, with a man or a woman, praise the Lamb of God, depending on your gender, hallelujah, and your level of intimacy with them. That's how you covet your relationship with God. No one comes in between you and God. No one should. No one should have that ability to come in between you and God. The scripture tells us what can separate us. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's have a little church then. Hallelujah. What can separate us from the love of God? Praise the Lamb of God. What can come in between you and your love of God? What can come in between you and your relationship with God? Praise the Lamb of God. Paul said, I tell you, nothing, praise the Lamb of God. Night, death, no peril, tribulation, praise the Lamb of God. I mean, sickness, disease, tribulations. Nothing shall separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, that has to be your stance in this season, praise the Lamb of God, because I promise you this. Now, listen to me good. I promise you this, that as you draw closer to the hour of the promise of your manifestation, some of you experiencing already, the heat is going to be turned up on you by Satan. The heat is going to be turned up on you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be in your faith area. Praise the Lamb of God. Your flesh area. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. And your faithfulness area. Can you be faithful? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your flesh area. Those temptations. Praise the Lamb of God that you always fall to. Can you be strong enough, praise the Lamb of God, to stand in the midst, praise the Lamb of God, of the attack of the enemy as he come against your flesh? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then is your faith there? Praise the Lamb of God. Are you believing what God has spoken to you? Praise the Lamb of God. Are you believing it to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that you're doing whatever you need to do? Praise the Lamb of God, that you're doing what God would have you to do? Do you believe that word? Are you standing on the word of God? Praise the Lamb of God. Those three areas, those three F's, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be, hallelujah, I probably could put another one with that, and that is dealing with the frustration of it all. Praise the Lamb, because I'm telling you, sometimes, you know, when God get ready to bless you, Satan can frustrate you so in making you believe that God ain't going to give you nothing, God ain't going to do what he says, praise the Lamb of God, or you are just one of those people that you believe in microwave relationship and everything is instamatic for you and you want it right now. You don't want to be processed. You don't want God to deal with you anyway. Just give it to me because you have been spoiled that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, some of our natural parents have spoiled us to the extent our parents, our significant others and what have you, have spoiled us to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, that we want everything when we want it because that's the way we used to getting everything. But God has a different program that he operates on. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Call processing you to the place that you are prepared to receive what he has for you. And that, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, can cause frustration in the midst of the majority of us. Praise the Lamb of God. Can you wait? Can you hold out? Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm going to hold out. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm going to hold out. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody shout, I'm going to hold out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk through this one. Praise the Lamb of God. Because no matter what the enemy throws at you, you must remember that when you go through the fire, it will not harm you. When you go through the flood, praise the Lamb of God, it will not overtake you. Hallelujah. When the enemy rush in like a flood, that God will raise up the standard against them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must understand and know in this season more than ever that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because as a prophetical person, you have become the servant of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. No collar around your neck, no purple shirt, no black shirt, no cord going across your chest. Praise the Lamb of God. No ordination service, but you hear God and you respond to him. Praise the Lamb of God. You hear God and you respond to him. If it's nothing but just with your family, if it's nothing but just with your children, if it's nothing but just in the ministry that God has placed you in within your church, you obey God. Praise the Lamb of God. You say what he tells you to say. You do what he tells you to do. That makes you a prophetical person. Praise the Lamb of God. Then, therefore, you are a servant of the Lord. And that ties you to that scripture. No weapon, praise the Lamb of God, formed against you can prosper. Hallelujah. For this is the inheritance. Praise the Lamb of God. It's your inheritor right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That it cannot prosper. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! No matter what the enemy throws, psychic prayers, they can sit up all night and chant. They can burn strange fires. They can do anything they want to. Throw dust over their left shoulder, black pepper under their right feet, red pepper in the left shoe. It does not matter. Praise the Lamb of God. They cannot, praise the Lamb of God, overcome you because of the blood of Jesus. They can't walk through the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, woo, y'all better listen to God today. Praise the Lamb of God. When they see the blood on the doorpost, they can't deal with that. Praise the Lamb of God. The blood of Jesus is stronger than it all. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus conquers it all. It gives you power. All you have to do, praise the Lamb of God, is maintain your relationship. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To maintain your relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God, and keep the word of God in your heart that you won't sin against him. Hallelujah. Keep the word of God in your mouth, speaking the things that God speaks. Praise the Lamb of God, and you are going to receive what God has for you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. You must come to grips with yourself. Hallelujah. That God is preparing me. Praise the Lamb of God, that he is preparing me to receive, hallelujah, hallelujah, the best that he has ever given me. God is preparing me, praise the Lamb of God, to operate on a level I've never operated on before. God is preparing me, praise the Lamb of God, to enter into a season, hallelujah, that if I walk right in this season, my season will not end. I just told you something right there. Praise the Lamb of God. If you walk right in this season, praise the Lamb of God, your season will not end. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. I'm loving God. I'm loving this word today. I'm loving this teaching. Hallelujah. I couldn't wait to get this to you all because, praise the Lamb of God, I love you so much. I want you to grow and develop. I want you to be strong. I want you to be powerful. I want you to be positive. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you struggling. I want you whining and complaining and this, that, and another. I want you to be strong in the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God and the power of his might. Hallelujah. I want you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, knowing that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, saith the Lord of hosts, and the Spirit of the Lord will perform it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. Woo-wee. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something. Those of you that are listening to me, praise the Lamb of God, some of you had lit up the phone while I was on the other line. If you want to push 1, you have a question or something that you wanted to share, you can push 1 on your phone pads. Now, praise the Lamb of God, and I will entertain whatever that was. Praise the Lamb of God. If someone has a question or anything you want to talk to me about now, push 1 on your pad. Praise the Lamb of God, and I will entertain it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, we are in a very, very important and strategic season. Strategic season. God is transferring, people of God. God is transferring. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. Just on the call I just got off, God is transferring wealth, praise the Lamb of God, power, and position. Praise the Lamb of God. Bishop Morton just bust our vest with a new venue that's coming out that you're going to be hearing about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to be crazy. That's all I got to tell you. It's going to be crazy. And you're going to be saying, Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something. When God designed something, praise the Lamb of God, to prosper you, it may not even look like to you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that this is the thing that will do it. When God designs an avenue, praise the Lamb of God, to preserve, to protect, and to prosper you, it may not even take on what you think it needs to take on to look like in order for God to bless you. And that's all of what I just told you is biblical. When you look down through the scriptures, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, and you look at people like, just think about the prophet Elijah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When God got ready to provide for him, where did he send him? Told him to go over to a brook and drink water there. And he said, and then I'm going to send ravens to feed you. Ravens, praise the Lamb, in their nature, praise the Lamb of God, are birds of prey. They don't give nobody nothing. They fight over food. They fight over food, praise the Lamb of God. They fight each other over it. But God said, I commanded them to bring you food. Who would have ever thought, praise the Lamb of God, that that could happen? God's protection, God's provision, praise the Lamb of God for you in this season. Hallelujah. That's what people of God, okay, don't listen to me. That's why you're going to have to be prophetically sensitive in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why you're going to have to be synchronized, as I shared with you the other day. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why you're going to have to be in God's rhythm, in God's time. Praise the Lamb of God, in the Spirit of God, listening, because you never know when it's going to show up and how it's going to show up. It may be a person standing on the corner looking like a bum that could be, praise the Lamb of God, your release. You never know, praise the Lamb of God, how the angel of the Lord is going to show up for you. You never know how the blessing is going to come into your hand, praise the Lamb of God. What God has promised you, praise the Lamb of God, has to be delivered to you. Somebody has to deliver it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Make no mistake. Somebody has to deliver it to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It has to be delivered. And when it comes, praise the Lamb of God, you must be ready for it. Hallelujah. You must be ready for it. But you're going to have to be ready by your Spirit, praise the Lamb of God. Your spirit man must be ready. So you're going to have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. This not a season, people of God. Prophet, I'm taking this time with you because, praise the Lamb of God, if I don't tell you these things, then when it happened, I'm going to feel bad that I didn't tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not the time to become the wild card. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to say this to some of our listeners, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that walk in rebellion, praise the Lamb of God at your churches and this, that, and another. This is a season you need to submit to your leader. I said it, and I meant it, praise the Lamb of God. This is a season for you to set your feet, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and say, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. This is a season to follow the word of God down to the letter. This is a season. The Lord is unctioning me, saying, speak, son, praise the Lamb of God. This is the season, praise the Lamb of God, for you not to be flip-lipped. Hallelujah. For you to obey leadership. Hallelujah. You want all of your ducks in order, as Grandmama used to say. Praise the Lamb of God. You want all your T's crossed, all your I's dotted. Praise the Lamb. As you sit in the seat of the recipient of what God has promised you. Praise the Lamb. Or you can go on off, praise the Lamb, and you're going to find yourself saying, I missed it. Praise the Lamb of God. It came and I missed it. Praise the Lord. Because I was not in position. Yeah, I got the pass, it came to me, but I fumbled it. I dropped it because I was not in position to receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. And God has made these precious promises to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And he wants and he desires for you to receive these promises. Praise the Lamb of God. And the only way you're going to get them is that you put yourself, praise the Lamb of God, in subjection. Hallelujah. That you put yourself in subjection. Praise, this ain't the time to be doing a lot of transferring, running around. Praise the Lamb. I don't like it over there. I don't like them. Praise the Lamb of God. When you move in that spirit, praise the Lamb of God, you better understand something, that you're carrying unforgiveness somewhere. Praise, now you got to be processed through all that mess. Deal with it right there where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because all you're going to do is go meet some more people over at the next church you go to that's going to make you mad. I'm telling you, people are people. I've been all over this country and around the world. People are people everywhere you go. Praise the Lamb of God. Whether you're on vacation, somebody will make you mad. It doesn't matter. On your job, people make you mad. In your house, people make you mad. Your children make you mad. Praise the Lamb. You don't move out the house from your children because they upset you. No, you don't. Praise the Lamb of God. Because one of them did something that you didn't like, you reconcile with them. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's normally without even a conversation of reconciliation. Hallelujah. So reconcile with your brothers and sisters and have peace with them. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Because now you're heaping blessings upon yourself. Blessed is the peacemaker. They shall be called the children of God. Hallelujah. Make sure, people of God, that you have all things in order to be the recipient of what God has promised you. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to receive it. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to get it. I want you to get it. I want you to have it. I want you to possess it. I want you to enjoy it. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want to see it grow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, into a thing that you never dreamt that could happen because it's much bigger than you, what God is promising us. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. I am getting warm up in here talking to you all today. Praise the Lamb. And I know it's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My God, what a God we serve today, that he is so precious to us, that he gives us revelation of his word, praise the Lamb of God, to help us through the process so that we can receive what he would have us to receive. Praise the Lamb. He's not playing a game with you. God wants you to get it. Praise the Lamb of God. The question is always, how bad do you want it? If you want it bad enough, you will put yourself in place and position to receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. You will put yourself in place, praise the Lamb of God, to receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Some of you may need to do some apologizing. It's all right. Praise the Lord. It don't cost nothing and doesn't hurt to say I'm sorry, to walk up to somebody and say, you know, I said some things to you I shouldn't have said, and I'm sorry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It doesn't hurt to do that. It doesn't cost nothing. Praise the Lord. All it does is frees you up. Hallelujah. To bring you into the place, praise the Lamb of God, where you need to be. To bring you into the place where you need to be. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some powerful truths. Yes, Lord, praise the Lamb of God, that allowed me to say, you know what? We need to study the book of Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to say this to you all. I want you to join me, praise the Lamb of God. We have a few more chapters, maybe one or two chapters, praise the Lamb of God, in the book of Revelation on Monday night, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to join me, praise the Lamb, as we shift from the book of Revelation, we're going to Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to look at Isaiah's prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, and then we're going to move forward, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in bringing you to a place of understanding how his prophecy relates to, praise the Lamb of God, the coming of Jesus Christ and to the end time. Then we're going to the book of Daniel, praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to look at Daniel's prophecies, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, and what God was sharing with him and how that relates, praise the Lamb of God, to the end time. We studied the book of Revelation first, praise the Lamb. You can join us. I always give summaries. You can join us on Facebook on Monday nights, praise the Lamb of God, at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time as we study these dynamic books. Tonight, I see you there at 313. Tonight, praise the Lamb of God, we will have prophetic manna. I will do a lecture, praise the Lamb of God, right there on the Facebook page. Hallelujah. On PSM, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Shakespeare Ministries page. We will do a lecture right there. Praise the Lamb of God. You can interact with us as we're doing this lecture. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to give you as much as I can. Praise the Lamb of God while I can, because God is speaking to me about my scheduling. Praise the Lamb of God and how that's about to increase. Hallelujah. Really, even in this sickness, I've been in a time, in a place of rest. Praise the Lamb of God for what's before me. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. 313, Erico.
Hey, Prophet. What's going on?
Brett?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Man, I can't hardly hear you. Maybe this mic is down. It is. The mic is down. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm doing fine, son. Good to hear your voice. Praise the Lamb. I just wanted to talk to the people because we are planning some dynamic stuff with Brother Brett, praise the Lamb of God, and his lovely wife, Stephanie. Oh, my goodness, people of God, we're planning sessions with you all to deal with the preparation for marriage, hallelujah, according to the scriptures, and, praise the Lamb of God, to help strengthen marriage relationships and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, according to the scriptures. This is going to be a blessing to your life, praise the Lamb of God. We are advancing in this way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I want you to know it's coming to a radio show near you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It's coming to a Facebook page near you, praise the Lamb. And Brother Brett is going to hit that up for us. Man of God, talk to us, man. Tell us something.
Oh, you know, I'm over here. I was listening to you on the internet and working on a paper that I have due tonight for class, and you know, just pressing. I'm pressing to the promise that God has for us. You know, I'm just trying to get in order and line my ducks up, all of it, Prophet. So you definitely on it and on fire again as usual. I'm just
hallelujah,
preparing.
Man of God. I'm trying to do all I can while I can.
Mm-hmm.
The people.
Yeah.
Enough, praise the Lamb of God, that will carry them in this very, very important season. Praise the Lamb of God. We must, you know, Bishop Morton was talking on the phone and he was telling all the pastors and what have you, all the ministers, he was saying to us, he said, we must preach the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That we must deal with the issues, praise the Lamb of God, that they don't want us to deal with. We must preach. We must prophesy. And it can't be always sugar cane. It can't always to make people feel good and this is what's going to work. We got to cause some people to be disturbed about their condition. He said, because if we let this world, listen to this, people of God. He said, if we let America turn into Sodom and Gomorrah. God's going to destroy it. This came out of my bishop's mouth today.
Wow.
This came out of my bishop's mouth today.
Mm-hmm.
If we allow Sodom and Gomorrah to rise up in this nation, then we better look for the wrath of God to come with it. Hello, somebody. Hold on, Brett. Error code 832.
Hey, Prophet.
Hey.
Hey, I had a dream last night, and I asked God about it.
Wait, who is this?
Stephen.
Stephen?
Yes.
Which Stephen?
I talked to you last semester about my case that God said he was going to throw out just because he promised it, and I know that he's going to do it.
Huh.
But I had a dream about a snake in my dream last night, and I'm asking God what that meant, because I also had a word for someone on campus. God's been using me to prophesy over people here at school, and found out that the lady that accused me lied. She set this case up because she wanted money out of the state, and God said that he was convicting her heart. And so that made me even feel even much better to know that I didn't do what they said I did, that she actually lied about it. Now I'm just waiting for he said the CPS files would be shown, and that would be the end of it. But
right.
I'm trying to
praise the Lamb of God. God's going to get to throw it out. Now, praise a snake, praise the Lamb of God, is always a representative of the devil. That's what snakes represent. The serpent, the devil, the dragon. Praise the Lamb of God, the devil. Hallelujah. So a snake usually represents, praise the Lamb of God, in the majority of our dream, that somebody is not to be trusted. Praise the Lamb of God, because a snake is very subtle. And there's somebody around you, no doubt, praise the Lamb of God, that you got to be very careful what you're revealing and what you're dealing with. Now, you said that, and then you went to you prophesying on campus. Be very careful, even on campus, it's the Lamb of God, that, wow, praise the Lamb of God. What I need you to do, Stephen, really is you need to really give yourself to even some more prayer. I need you to read scriptures like Psalms 91, praise the Lamb of God, and strengthen yourself, Psalms 27, Psalms 37. I want you to start fortifying and strengthening yourself, because, praise the Lamb of God, the serpent may be ready to come against you because of your prophetic voice on that campus. I've never known anybody to do anything on a college campus for Jesus Christ, and Satan didn't attack him.
Uh-huh.
I had a young girl in my church that was, boy, she was in Ohio. She was doing a wonderful job on the campus there. My God, Stephen, she had prayer groups and all of this, and she just was doing it, man, and she was fired up. And I had a conversation with her, praise the Lamb of God, and, you know, was telling her not to be so strong in condemning. And I said, you know, because, you know, God needs you to love his people. And before I knew it, the girl was pregnant, and it embarrassed her so until she left the school. Satan will shut down your witness, so be very careful in this season. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Be very careful in this season, man, and strengthen yourself. Praise the Lamb of God and walk in righteousness and holiness. Watch where you go. I'm going to tell you like Bishop Morton tell us. Don't go anywhere you don't want your picture taken. Don't say anything that you don't want recorded. that usually will protect you. Don't do anything, don't go nowhere that you don't want your picture taken to say that you were there. Or do something that you dare say you did it, and here's the picture. And don't say nothing that you don't want recorded. And you'll be all right. But I believe that serpent in that dream is coming against you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I got another caller.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bless you. Erica 708.
Hello, Prophet. How are you? Good to hear your voice again.
Well, it's good to be heard, I tell you that. Hallelujah.
I have been missing you in this radio show. Praise God.
Well, bless the Lord. We are here. Praise the Lamb of God. And I feel good. You know, I've still got a little something going on with my voice, but the Lord is strengthening me day by day. Yes, it is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I have, two comments I just want to say. You know, I wanted to thank God at the beginning of the show when you began to speak and minister. You were actually speaking and ministering to me among countless of other people, but I can only vouch for me. You know, when you spoke of that this is the season where God will begin to do signs, miracles, and wonders, one of the signs that God showed me was the attack of the enemy, and that's a sign to let us know that we're right there where God wants us to be. We're in the perfect position, because if it had not been for that, we wouldn't know that the promises were on their way to manifestation. And my spirit had gotten so low after Brett prayed yesterday, and it was nothing concerning his prayer, but it was just I had become weak and vulnerable to the attack of the enemy, and I had to press my way through. I had to fight through that because I had began to question in my heart, was God really going to do what he had promised me? And I had to fight and fight. I fought all night with that thing, and I wrestled with it. And I began to ask the Lord, I said, Lord, I just need you to just speak a word. Just one word will change my entire situation and circumstance. And he spoke that word through you this morning. So I just want to thank God for that. And the other comment I had was, you're so on point with what you said about the spirit of homosexuality running rampant in America. I was just talking with two of my spiritual sisters this morning, and I was saying that very thing. I was like, you know, I'm going to have to call Prophet. We're going to have to talk about this spirit of homosexuality. But it's just, it makes no sense. It's running so rampant, and it was attacking the adults at one point in time. Now it's attacking our children to the point where they're experimenting with homosexuality in the schools, and we as a prophetic people have to begin to stand up and come together and bind together in prayer against this demonic spirit.
Truly. I concur, you know, but it's going to take more than prayer. It's going to take, praise the Lamb of God, some people who are willing to stand up and say, this is wrong. Whether
yes.
It's home, whether it's in your church, or whether, praise the Lamb of God, not condemning people, but condemning what the Bible condemns. The Bible does not condemn people, but it does condemn that act. It does
yes.
condemn fornication. Praise the Lamb. You know, and I'm just looking, you know, I see, you know, a whole lot that people don't think I see. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm watching, hallelujah, even those who wear collars and things of this nature, how easily and readily they are in cahoots and in fellowships and stuff with, praise the Lamb of God, those who are just full-blown homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's something wrong with that. If you're not witnessing to them, then what are you doing?
Condoning it.
Amen.
That's
Amen. Exactly what I'm saying. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to have to get a grip on this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it's too much of this going on in our society without anybody, praise the Lamb of God, coming to a place to say, you know, hey, this is wrong. Now, you know, even Bishop Morton even mentioned about, he said, I voted for Obama and what have you. He said, there's a lot of things that Republicans stand for that I don't like, and there's some things that liberal Democrats stand for that I don't like. He said, I don't agree with same-sex marriage. He said, I'll say that outright. I'll say it to Obama. And I said, amen, because I will too. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't agree with it. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's saying to us that we must stand where God stands. Praise the Lamb of God. And once your heart, even what I shared with us earlier, you know, we only got a couple of minutes here. Praise the Lamb of God. What I shared with you earlier about conditioning yourself and positioning yourselves and your relationship with God and coveting that relationship and being in the Word of God, all of this will clear your vision. Praise the Lamb of God. Your spiritual vision. It will clear your lenses. It will clean your spirit. Praise the Lamb. So that you will know dirty water. Hello, light bulbs. From pure
Amen.
Water.
Amen.
You'll know the difference.
Amen.
You'll know the difference from muddied water, clouded water, and a pure glass of water.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's where we're going to have to, and then we're going to have to take a stance at some point to say the Word of God is the Word of God. Speak. They're trying to make the Bible to be just a historical document and not the very Word of God. Praise the matter of fact, America don't even want a God no more. America wants to be God. People want to be their own gods now. They don't want no ruler. They want to be their own God. Praise the Lamb of God. They want to be their own God. They want to make God in their image the way they want God to be. I love you. I bless you. We got to go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Let's continue this conversation tomorrow. Y'all make sure y'all call in early. Praise the Lamb of God, and we can continue to talk about this. All right, I love you. I bless you. I bless you all. I'm excited about your future because I know God is making all of us brand new.
Amen.
Perfect will that my